Hello, everyone. I'm Sean Ellis, founder of The Speakers Group and creator of Succeed Speaking, and I appreciate you sharing part of your day with us. I promise we're going to make it worth your while today. Our special guest is Waldo Waldman, also known as the Wingman. Waldo is a former fighter pilot, if you didn't know or didn't guess by his nickname, and he's now built up a very successful speaking business. In less than 10 years, he's become a New York Times and Wall Street Journal best-selling author. He's served as president of the Georgia chapter of the National Speakers Association, and he's been consistently filling his calendar with speaking engagements every year now at fees of $15,000 or more. And I know that that's the kind of stuff that you want to hear about. That's why you're here. But just as importantly, you need to know that Waldo is one of the really good guys out there. I've known him for a few years now, and we've had the opportunity to work together on some speaking engagements. And he's someone you can count on to be honest and tell you the truth, shoot you straight. And he's got my highest endorsement. That's why I really wanted him to be here, and it's an honor. So it doesn't matter if you're established or if you're just getting started with your speaking business. We've got about a 50-50 mix on the call with us today, but Waldo's a guy that you want to learn from, whether you're established and you're just looking for some new strategies to kind of create some new energy in your business, or if you're just getting started, then this is definitely a call that'll get you off on the right track. So I'm excited, and let's get right to it. Waldo, welcome, and thank you for taking some time to be here.
Great to be here, Sean.
Well, there are three things I really want to get into today, and we can kind of, go in some other directions if you want to along the way. But number one, I want to talk about how you find leads and reach out to them, because that's something that obviously every speaker wants to know about. And I know that your cold call to bold call session was one of the most popular at NSA a few years ago. Second thing, I'd love to talk about your brand, because you've built up such a strong brand, which is a key to standing out in the crowded marketplace today. And then the third thing is your demo video. You've created this awesome demo video, and I know the demo video is kind of the nemesis for a lot of speakers, so maybe we can get some of your wisdom on that. But how's that sound for a kind of a general flight plan, we could say, for the day?
Well done, Sean. I like it.
Okay, good. And I'll try to restrain myself from any other pilot talk, because I'll just end up sounding like a fool. But first of all, can you just lead us through your process of how you transitioned from the military into the speaking world? Because I know you went through this in a very methodical way to get to where you are today. I thought maybe we could just start with that.
Yeah, I call it earning your wings. And I was blessed to have gone to a really good school. I went to the Air Force Academy in Colorado. I had good grades through high school, and the foundation was set for me for a pretty darn good career. I also worked my tail off, just as any entrepreneur, any business person out there. You have to have that work ethic. I thank my parents for it. I thank the military for it. My dad always said, do it right the first time, but don't do it at all. And that's how I live my life. So, the hard work and the foundation is so important for any business you do, in particular in a commoditized business world that we're in. And speakers, we're all commoditized in many ways. How do you declutter that and build a brand? Obviously, that's what we're going to talk about here. But, when I left the military, I'm still in the reserve, but I did 11 years active duty. I had a lot of combat missions under my belt, a lot of great leadership experiences. I went and was in I served in sales for a few different companies before I started speaking. I worked in a technology firm, a foreign company. I was running their U.S. sales office out of Orlando, Florida, building value-added resellers, VARs. Anybody in the distributor reseller industry knows that term. And I did that for a while, and then 9/11 hit, and they closed the U.S. operations down, and I went to work with my twin brother with this company called Salt Consultant. It was a merger and acquisition consulting firm. I know the CEO very well, and I was a commission-only salesperson for a few years, making $0 to $30,000 a month. So I just was out there calling and giving presentations. I learned the business of sales, and I wound up doing very well with that. And then I weaned my way into the speaking world. I was selling independently for a seminar company part-time, started giving speeches at some local technology networking groups, and they said, Waldo, you should start doing this at other places. So long story short, I realized that I could make a living doing this, and I'm very passionate about people and relationships. I studied organizational behavior and psychology and my master's degree. I have an MBA with a focus on organizational development. So I'm like, wow, this is great. I can really talk about the synergy between my combat experience, the business world with a focus on sales, and then talk about my passions, which is helping people. So the bottom line was the foundation was there. I didn't just fly by the seat of my pants. And I tell any speaker, if you're going to talk about business or leadership or HR or communication skills, you have to have a foundation of credibility, not just for yourself, but for the buyer, because they're more aware, they're researching you, and they want to know that you've earned your wings in that niche that you're trying to teach their people about before they write you a check and hire you as a professional speaker.
Good advice. And that is definitely something that, that makes you stand out from the crowd if you when you dig down below that first level, because anyone can these days anyone can put up the sign as a speaker, but then when you start investigating, that's where the meat's really got to be there.
Oh yeah, and like I said, they're very very educated, smart buyers. And remember, they're just one click away on the web to looking at your competition. And part of that value proposition has to be there on your homepage. Don't make them search for it. You have credibility. You have something unique, a differentiating message, a value add. They have to see it quickly. Folks are either too busy or too lazy. So if they're on that home page and you don't deliver that, and also on your demo video, you're gone, or they're gone, and then you're gone eating ramen noodles instead of filet mignon and doing something else, right? So
very good. Well, let's start here with the brand, and I know the. Because all this leads up to getting leads and closing the leads. But starting with your brand, how did that start to take shape? You're now known as the Wingman, and your book, Never Fly Solo, fits with that. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, the brand did not develop overnight. And speakers who are out there thinking they're going to create an instant brand, I'm going to start speaking and boom, there's my brand, or in for an uncomfortable surprise. It takes a while to evolve. And I always say, listen to your customer, listen to your peers who can often see what you can't see. And this is the whole wingman concept that I leveraged and utilized in real life as I built my brand. Let me give you an example. Around 2003 or so, Ed Rigsby, who's a CSP, Certified Speaking Professional out of L.A., good friend of mine, he kind of took me under his wing initially when I started speaking. I met him at another conference we were speaking at. And I said, hey, I'm going to be in L.A. Come see me speak. Check out my program. You know, I was just not good, okay? I was growing and learning. I was, you know, I'm always my biggest critic, just like most of you on this call are. You're your own biggest critic. So we sat down over dinner, and he said, Waldo, you know, you talk about wingman and trust and everything. And my brand at the time was my company name was the Patriot Group. And I didn't really emphasize wingman philosophies as I do now. It was just all about fighter pilot strategies. So he said, you know, you talk about a wingman. Why don't you brand yourself as that? And I said, nah, I tried to get wingman.com and all that, and I can't find the URL, and I kind of just gave up. Once again, a little ignorant as to building a brand in the business and speaking world back then, 2002 or 2003. So he's like, well, wait, you're the wingman. People come to you as their wingman. Why not look up yourwingman.com? So long story short, I looked up yourwingman.com. I got the URL, and I tweaked it and revised it. Number one, just because a URL doesn't exist doesn't mean you can't build a brand on it, which is mistake number one that I made. And the other thing is you need perspective of other people to see your blind spots. So having peers in the industry, professional businessmen and women, salesmen and women, and speakers who can find those blind spots and help you give you and broaden that perspective is a key to a wingman. It's one of the keys that allowed me to be a success. So find those professional wingmen out there. Ask for help from your peers. This is why I joined the National Speakers Association. Some people are like, well, I don't want to become there. They're a bunch of wannabes, whatever. Look, if you're a speaker, join the associations where the speakers are. Find and leverage relationships. Share best practices. Give with honor. take with honor. Sometimes you got to take from these people, and you got to ask for help, and they're going to go out of their way for you. Honor them by paying it forward, respecting them, thanking them, sending them personal cards, and keeping them on your list, because people get commoditized and taken advantage of, and that's one of the things I think we need to do to build professional relationships.
Yeah, you know, I just as you were saying that, I'm just thinking how a lot of speakers kind of are, you know, solo out there. They feel like they're all alone. I know I was just talking to a speaker a couple of weeks ago, and she was talking about how that she goes out and does the event and then comes back to the home office and it's quiet. And just the reminder to ask for help, like you did with Ed. I mean, how often it's a lesson for me too, just to reach out and ask for help.
And it's so important. And I need help with the three most important words there are in business. And this is what I talked about, but the way you get others to help you is you build the relationships before the missiles come, before the challenges come. And what happens a lot in business for entrepreneurs, they say, oh, it's so hard to go out there and survive and build these relationships. Well, you have to do them before you need the help. And, you know, that's one of the things I try to do. I give my wings away. I lend them away. So when I ask for help, I do it with honor because I know in my heart of hearts other people are going to be benefiting from me. I coach a lot of speakers. I sit down every week, you know, with my NSA peers, with new speakers, and just coach them and help them. I don't ask a dime. We just do that. That's who we are. So when I ask the big dogs, when I develop relationships with guys like Jeffrey Ginnemer or Larry Wingate or just a bunch of other folks who have been in their homes. We've had beers together. I planted those seeds years before I needed them, and I like to be around top guns. Yeah. I'm more successful than a lot of the other people that have coached me in the past now, but they always are appreciated, and I never take for granted those that helped me dig the well of my successful career.
That's great, great advice. The other thing that came to mind as you were talking about that, how you went from just a quote fighter pilot speaker to, you know, now being your wingman to being the wingman. I think there's a great lesson there for everyone, no matter what field you're in, whether you're a leadership speaker, a motivational, whatever your category is, to drill down a little bit deeper to become the one, because obviously there are other speakers out there who are former fighter pilots, but there's only one wingman, and there are other motivational speakers, sales speakers, but you can find the way to be the one who does what you do.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, oh, whoa, you're so lucky you had this fighter pilot background and blah, blah, blah. And I guess I am pretty lucky because I was able to do that. You know, I had to watch my life flash before my eyes a bunch of times and shot at in combat. It's all some crazy stuff. And but just because I was a fighter pilot didn't mean that I could decommoditize myself. Like you said, I built this brand, I evolved it, and it was because of other people listening and sharing their perspective. And also, mind you this, just because somebody has an opinion, a professional that may be more successful than you, killing it, and they tell you to do X, Y, and Z, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to do it. Doesn't mean they're right. So don't go, blowing by the winds of change, listening to everybody's advice. If you feel strong about something in your heart and are passionate about it, you know, so many people said, don't name your book Never Fly Solo. Don't call it Never Fly Solo. You know, there's so many naysayers. And I'm like, no, this is it. This is the one. I believed in it. And it's the foundation of a lot of the speeches that I do. A lot of clients will hire me and they'll name the conference Never Fly Solo or Who's Your Wingman or whatever. So just be cognizant of that. Get other people's advice. Get those wingmen in your life. You know, don't listen to all the wing nuts. And then, hopefully you'll resonate from your heart, from the inside out with the content.
Yeah, the wing nuts. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just so you know, you'll notice that I'm using a lot of language. Be a wing giver, giving your wings away. Mm. Mayday, mayday. I need help. The vernacular I spun off from a lot of the military terms from the brand. Mm. So I create a language around my speech, wow, around my content. It resonates with me, my background, et cetera. And that's what you need to do as well. Create a language for your people. Yeah. Break right, check six, chair fly, push it up. If you go on my website and you look at my debrief items and all that, these are terminologies that I use that they remember, they call back on at the conference afterwards. When they email me, they remind me of those. So think about how you can create a language unique to yourself as well, or as many phrases and terminologies. It'll help you be memorable and also decommoditize you in the speaker world that we're in.
Very, very good advice. Important stuff. Let's. You mentioned your book in there. How does your book fit into your brand? Would you say that the book is, did it come is it an extension of your brand? Was it one of the key parts to help you build that brand initially, or where does that fit into the mix?
I built the brand and I built the content before the book, okay. And I evolved it a lot since then. I'm starting to work on my second major book. I also co-authored a few beforehand. I don't look at them as my books because they're co-authored with a bunch of others. Anthologies, which are important. If you haven't written a book yet, get involved in an anthology. That we're going to do that at my speaker academy in next month or in August. But the book should be a summary of the lessons, the most important lessons that you share in your program. And it evolved. You know, I wasn't ready when I first started speaking to write a book. Some of you on this call listening in have amazing amounts of content. You could write a book tomorrow and build a speaking business from it. Me, I needed to build my content, evolve personally and professionally before I wrote this book. So it didn't change my career significantly. It did change it. It doubled my fees basically over the last couple of years. And I used a lot of the terminologies and the brand from Never Fly Solo. And it became a New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestseller, which also decommoditizes me and differentiates me. It gives me credibility. Credibility leads to cash in many ways. It just builds my brand. And I donated a lot of the profits to veterans of that country. I have a foundation called the Wingman Foundation as well. I give thousands of dollars every year to veterans. So the book is important but is not critical. Do not let other people tell you that you need a book to be successful. What you need is a great speech. What you need is a great website. When people look at you, they get it. What you need are great sales skills through others or through yourself to convince them, to provide that value add. This person's different. The book will add to it, but remember, you're a speaker. You're not an author. You're a speaker and not an author. If you're an author and want to become a speaker, fantastic. But if you're a speaker and want to become an author, become the best speaker first before you start worrying about the book.
You know, that's just as important as all the stuff to do. I love, you know, you're very good at sharing what not to do. And that's part of this too, because you've been down the road and there's no point in making the mistakes someone else has made. Or if you can say, this is what works, these are the levers, obviously do that. Don't do the extra stuff.
Right. And once again, a lot of things I say may not fit what some of the folks need to hear or what they think they should do. For example, if you are looking to build more credibility and you just, you know, you talk on, HR skills or communicating in the workplace or overcoming, the physical condition, whatever it is, you may need a book or a pamphlet or a professional periodical, a 10-page workbook, something that kind of can be a credible takeaway that demonstrates your credibility and viability in this industry that you're in. For me, perhaps not having a book, not needing a book was because I was a fighter pilot. Man, I had instant credibility built in. Just as PhD next to your name, or top salesperson, or leader of the year for AT&T, whoever, that builds credibility as well. But there are a lot of speakers and trainers and folks out there who were disconnected with what needs to be done today and relevant in 2012 that may have worked for them in 2005 or 2008. But if it ain't relevant today, folks, and if it ain't working today, you have to re-evaluate your flight plan. I love a lot of these folks who've been in the industry 20, 30 years, and they start going out and teaching and telling folks what it's like to build a business. Maybe it worked for them back then, but if it's no longer relevant today, beware of what you're hearing, because some of these folks are disconnected. Not all, but some of them are.
No, very, Very true. I know when I was when I started the Succeed Speaking branch of the Speakers Group a few years ago, I was looking around to see what other advice was out there, and I came across this one website that looked like it hadn't been updated in probably 10 years, and the guy, I can't remember the guy's name, but it was something about that he was the speaking professional of the year in 1983 or something like that.
Right,
and he's
right.
charging hundreds or thousands of dollars for materials, and I mean, it's not, let alone it's different from it from 2000, but 20, 30 years ago. I mean, it's crazy stuff.
It's so true, and I love that about you, Sean. And I listen, when I started this business, I learned everything I could about the speaking industry. I looked at the best speakers. I watched their demo videos. I read the books, Alan Weiss, Speak for Money, I think it's called. No, Money Talks.
Yeah.
Dottie Walters, who was a legend in the 80s and 90s in the speaker world. She passed away a couple of years ago. But I think it was Speak and Grow Rich. There are a lot of different folks out there. You have to become an expert in the craft. Get a mini MBA in the speaking world. And that's what I like about what you do, Sean. I've been on your newsletter for a while, for the last couple of years. I haven't been on others. I see the good stuff, the bad stuff. But your stuff is very relevant. You understand marketing, not just content and not just the speaker bureau relationship, because you run a bureau as well. So I've evaluated this. So this phone call is a byproduct of the last couple of years of getting to know each other. And you have to do it too, folks that are listening on the call. Find out the best. Go to the seminars. Listen to the top guns. Build your plan. Become an expert in this craft, because it takes an inordinate amount of work, and there's a lot of wingnuts out there who are doing it wrong and others that are doing it right.
Yeah, well, thanks, Waldo. I appreciate those kind words, and the feeling is definitely mutual, and you're right. That's why, from both sides, that's why we're doing this call today. And you mentioned your speaker academy, the Top Gun Speaker Academy, and I want to talk a little bit more about that as we go on here. But if you're listening, if you want to check that out, you can get there, succeedspeaking.com/Top Gun. That will get you there. But we've actually got a great special offer that we'll talk about later. But let's keep moving on here and get into your video a bit, because you know you've got the brand now. Your video is a chance to really bring that to life. And you know, these days I did a survey. It's been a few months ago. I asked meeting planners, our clients. I said, what is the number one thing you want to see when you come to a speaker profile page? And by far the number one is still the video. I mean, speakers ask, you know, do videos work and all this kind of stuff. The video is still, you know, it's still what they want to see. Talk about your video, because I know you've got a really cool video. It's got the speaking clips. You got great music and media and fighter jets. I mean, if you can put fighter jets in your video, that's always a good thing. But how did that come together for you?
Okay. Yeah, I know. You did the speaker video. You're exactly right. It is the most important part. Like I said before, people are either too busy or too lazy. They want to be entertained. We're all ADD. We want to, you know, get what we're looking for and then move on. And a lot of these folks that are looking for you aren't necessarily the meeting planners. The phrase meeting planner is the worst phrase in the speaking industry.
Right.
You want to avoid planners as much as you possibly can. Get to the executives, the senior managers, the decision makers. It's the typical sales problem that anybody has. But a meeting planner will categorize you with 5 or 10 other speakers and then send it to that boss who will ultimately make the decision. But that demo video in conjunction with your homepage on your website is the most important marketing tool you can have, period, dot. And mine has evolved. It's evolved. I mean, I remember the first program I ever did. It was a free event. I traded them advertising space in a magazine. I videotaped it at their conference. An hour of it, you know, 90% of it was terrible. 5% of it was okay, and 5% of it was good. I took 5% of the good stuff. I put together a 5-minute video, and that got me booked for my first corporate contract, or first paid corporate speaking engagement, because I did get paid at a college before I did this one. But my first paid corporate speaking engagement was for $7,500 in Las Vegas at the Four Seasons Hotel, one of the nicest venues out there. Here I am, wet behind my ears, beautiful stage. And I took that video, and I made sure that we negotiated that they were going to videotape it. I took that video, you know, 70% of it was pretty crummy, 20% of it was average, and then 5 or 10% of that was good. I took that, created another video, and it evolved, it evolved, it evolved. My video that's currently on my site, I did it around a year ago. I'm ready to change it because there's stuff that I have new relevant material. So it's always going to change. And it has to be ideally, you know, 5 to 7 minutes long. It used to be 12 to 15 minutes was an ideal demo. This is a sizzle reel. When you see, go to a Hollywood, you go to a movie, and they show those 30 to 60 second clips there of a trailer. It's basically a sizzle reel. It's got to sizzle. It's got to be exciting, emotionally engaging. And the first minute of that video that you have, they have to get the premise of who you are. They have to understand your core of your message. And they have to have some type of emotion, laughing, crying, ideally laughing, some audience engagement. So the message, who you are, and audience engagement. So, and ideally they should be laughing in that first minute or so. And you need to do whatever you can to get to build that powerful crescendo. Get those three things in the first minute or so. Otherwise, they're clicking on to next. Those are critical points.
Good. I'm glad you broke it down into those three points. I was going to ask you what your big lessons would be for speakers. So there they are. Did you work with, I assume, a video production company to put that together? Who are the other pieces of the puzzle in getting that video together?
Yeah, I have worked with others in the past. I've worked with some good video editing companies. I outsourced it to one company once. I wasn't happy at all with the work they did. It would cost me $500 or $7,500 to do. Biggest waste of money ever. Why? Because I knew enough about how to craft a video that I didn't necessarily need them. But what I needed was time. And they were supposed to save me time, but in the long run, they didn't. So what I do now is I hire a video production company, but I step them through the process. I show them the important clips that I want to emphasize, and I let them know. I kind of string it out for them. I kind of choreograph it along with their professional feedback because these are the pros. However, they're the pros, but you have to really know what's critical in these videos. Don't let them guide you down a path if you don't feel it resonates with you. And I know what resonates with me because I'm educated. I've seen 1,001 of these demos. So I guided them and we worked together. So I helped, you know, they helped work with me to put it together and get the key elements in there. If you're confused and you're not really sure what to do, you know, have them do it, but get your peers, your speaker wingmen, the professionals who are out there who you've been building relationships with over the last 6 months or 2 years, and say, what do you think of this? And then send it to other business people and ask them, what do you think of this? Because, you know, if our peers may not necessarily have the right answers as well, but if there's an executive or possibly a meeting planner who's going to review your video that you know, get them to give you some feedback as well. Get some speakers bureau, somebody like you to give them feedback. And then evolve it and shift it and tweak it. I can't tell you how important this is. My buddies, Jim Cathcart and Dan Thurman and Marty Grunder, just, you know, Joe Calloway, tons of these guys have given me great feedback. And I've tweaked it, evolved it, and turned it into what I think is a pretty decent demo video.
I agree. I think it's very good. It represents who you are. And one of the things you said, I think, about getting the advice of your peers again, I've seen speakers make the mistake, especially those who are just getting started and create their first demo reel, that go out and just hire a video production company that they may know about doing videos, but they don't know anything about the speaking industry. And
right.
And the video then, maybe it would have worked in some other purpose, but it doesn't work in the speaking world. So it's important that you do. It's tailored to what works in the speaking business.
So true. And just like a web designer, great web designer, but they don't understand marketing, or a marketing person may not understand web designers. You ideally want to get a web person who understands marketing, but once again, you have to own it. You have to be smart enough and tweak it enough and have the right wingman to consult you so that it pops, it sings. But like I said, the demo video will evolve. As soon they always say, as soon as you finish one, start working on your next one. But here's a very, very important part of your demo video. It should lead to other clips that aren't, quote-unquote, a sizzle reel, a segment of a story. You just speaking there without any music, without any drama, without any, you know, PR clips like I have in mind, but something where you're just sharing a two to four minute story, 2 or 3 minute story, where they just see you interacting with the crowd, having a conversation, that they're experiencing you. And I have a couple of those on my website. I need to put a couple more as well. For example, a lot of folks, me and you just discussed this about, you know, do people get emotional or cry in my audience?
Yeah.
They do. They get into it. I have so many women coming up to me with tears in their eyes, and men as well, cancer survivors. You help me understand how I can overcome fear. For example, I have an acronym for fear: forget everything and run, or focus energy, accept responsibility. Right? Focus energy, accept responsibility. So anyway, so I need to put a clip on there that has a little bit of more of an emotional twang to it. Why? Because of some feedback from you. Or have an area on YouTube or another website or another link that I can give to a specific client that I can send that particular demo clip to that may not be on my website or available to the general public. But for this person, this short little clip that took me 5 minutes to put together on my iMovie, or a professional editor could be very valuable. Don't just do a sizzle. Have small clips as well.
Yeah, exactly. And for just the reason you mentioned, I was advising another speaker the same thing not too long ago, that because you do have those clients, like in this case, you know, this client who asks about somebody with an emotional appeal. Well, that's, you know, it's really hard. You may not get that totally in your sizzle reel, but then that's where you need that other clip where they may say, well, can you really focus on this or that? That's where those clips come in handy, that you can show them more of the real content of your presentation.
Exactly, bro.
Well, let's talk about, we're covering a lot of stuff here, and I know at your Top Gun Speakers Academy, you're going to go deeper into this. It's a 3-day event. I'd like you to share a little bit more, because for anyone who's listening to this, if you really want to get deeper into this and get more of Waldo's advice, kind of bring him on as your wingman, you might say. Talk a little bit about that event and how that came together.
Well, like I said, I've been coaching speakers for the last bunch of years. I was president of the National Speakers Association in Georgia, I think, in 2008. I've been doing this business for 9 years and have a solid reputation amongst my peers. So Chris Wyden, who's also a New York Times, Wall Street Journal bestseller, he's done a lot of stuff with Jim Rohn, a lot of the legends of the industry out there. He's in a different niche than me. He's been a buddy of mine, a peer, a wingman in the speaker world for the last 8 years or so, and he's like, we got to do a speaker academy. You got to do some type of speaker training. So we decided to put our craniums together, come up with a two-and-a-half-day event. It's going to be in Atlanta, 3 to 5 August, and it's going to be discussing a lot of the things that we talked about today. Building a brand. How do you get your first gigs? Let me see some demo videos. Show me yours. What works, what doesn't. Let's look at some websites and look at their homepage and see, you know, how it drive, what goes through a buyer's mind as they drive through this website and make decisions. Chris is going to focus on product sales. He uses social media, has hundreds of thousands of followers, but he's a master at social media and building good products. I think he did a teleseminar with him a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I did. I was going to say that.
And he supplements his speaking program tremendously. I am not an expert in that. I need to be. It needs to be another revenue channel for my business, another profit center, we call it, and you need multiple, ideally. But that's what we're going to talk about at the Speaker Academy. But from a no-frills perspective, like I said, there's a lot of great speakers out there who do training. It's hard to decommoditize yourself in that world. I am not a speaker trainer. I am not this isn't my mainstay of my business. It's just something that I want to do maybe once a year, twice a year, and build another seminar around how to decommoditize yourself in the industry and get paid with credibility from clients in the corporate and association market.
Good. And so from what you're saying, it's going to be a pretty hands-on experience. You're talking about actually pulling up websites, not just listening to you and Chris for the weekend, but actually getting deeper into this stuff.
Right, exactly, exactly. We want to, for example, I'll have a couple folks look at some of the people in the audience and look at their websites and bring them up on stage and ask the audience what they think and have some on-the-spot training. But there are no, like, I'm not going to have any superstar celebrity folks there, and sometimes they're fun and exciting to attract people to an event. But, you know, guys that are NBA, NFL football players or Hollywood movie stars who are getting paid to speak, that's great. But yeah, they built their wings and they built their reputation and brand in a different industry. They already have a brand. For the folks that are in the audience who are looking to build their business, even if they've been in it for 5 or 10 years or just starting out, you don't need to hear from them. You need to hear from the ones that are on the front lines. And Chris and I are going to be there. You're going to actually be doing a program on speaker bureaus and marketing and working with me and Chris on that. So these are folks in the trenches who are making revenue. I just had my first well into six-plus figure gig, over $100,000 I'm having revenue coming in this month. And I'm in my ninth speaking year. I've been busting my tail to do that. And there are folks saying that you can do that in the first year or two of speaking. No way. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It takes a while. But to make $100,000 to $200,000 a year as a speaker within a year or two after you finish with our program is very, 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 very likely.
Yeah, awesome. I'm honored to be there, excited to share a little bit and contribute as I can to the program. It's going to be awesome. And I know another thing that you did with this is you're actually making it affordable. I know that was a big thing for you, because some of these trainings, you know, they're $2,500, $5,000, $10,000 to go out for the weekend. And, you know, if I'm sure some of these are, you know, you get some great stuff, and if you put it to work, it's absolutely, you know, worth your investment. But it's just out of reach for a lot of people.
Exactly. And there's a lot of great theory. There's some great speakers and entrepreneurs in the seminar industry who charge a lot of money. And the problem I find, and I've been to them, I've paid $10,000 for a one-day program, folks. I got some of my money's worth, but I think I wasted it in some areas. And it was a risk, and I had the money to do it. But and there's some folks out there, if you're able to execute on all the things that you learn, you will make millions of dollars. But it's almost impossible. Some of these folks will tell you strategy, but they won't tell you tactics, the how-tos, the specifics, and that is the key. This is about the fundamentals: website, demo video, marketing plan, brand. I wrote for different magazines. You know, I got into the Wall Street Journal. I got featured in Harvard Business Review, Business Week magazine. A lot of these big things, but I wrote for Western North Carolina Builder and Architect magazine. Western North Carolina Builder and Architect magazine. That's where I first started writing a column, and that leaped me off into Occupational Safety, Health and Safety magazine, and then I got into Heating and Refrigeration News. Whoa, Heating and Refrigeration News. Say it isn't so. But I started writing there, and I got booked because of it in the niche, and then it built me up, gave credibility. I sent out PDFs of those articles to some of the bigger magazines, and lo and behold, I'm in Success Magazine and all these others. So those are the strategies that I'll teach folks there, tried and tested, that developed my business and led to revenue, period, dot.
Very good. And, you know, I think those strategies, the big strategies, that's, you know, it gets exciting, ideas swirling in your head, but it's these nuts and bolts. If you take care of that and just do what you said, it's really doing the simple stuff, doing the hard work, as you've done over the last 9 years. I mean, I've seen it in my business and just in looking at other successful speakers myself. That's what I see as the common theme, is doing the hard work.
Right, right. And you can't be all thrust and no vector. Right? There's so many folks that are excited, they're energized, they're running around, they got all these plans, but they don't have a direction. You need passion, energy, commitment, and guidance. I want to provide some of that guidance, that vector, so that you'll have a good, better trajectory to getting the job done. This is the key for any business, as any entrepreneur, and to be successful.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, if you want to learn more about the Top Gun Speaker Academy and register, it's succeedspeaking.com/topgun. That's a link that'll it'll take you over there. And as a special bonus, just for you being here and for the Succeed Speaking community, if you use the coupon code TOPGUN, you'll actually save $200 off the registration. That is good through June 29th, so you'll need to act pretty soon to get registered, and you'll save $200. And the registration, it's if you're an established speaker, it's less than you're going to pay a Speakers Bureau commission to learn something that can serve you for the life of your business. And if you're just getting started, well, it's a fraction of what Waldo earned on his first paid corporate engagement. So this, I mean, it's really invaluable stuff. So I wanted to share some of that, and we can get back to the content for this call and talk about leads, generating leads, where you find your leads. I know you've kind of broken it down into five sources of leads, and this is probably the number one question I get from speakers is, you know, where do I find leads? How do I reach out to them? How do I book the dates? But you've got to do these other things we've talked about. Really, that's, you got to lay that foundation before you can really take advantage of all the leads. But now let's get into that. Share some of your strategies that you've found to be helpful.
Well, yeah, I've been blessed right now that a lot of my leads come in. I do some search engine optimization. My website is very keyword friendly for motivational keynote speaker. I write articles. I upload them to certain areas so that when people are searching for me, Waldo Waldman, your wingman, motivational keynote speaker, or kind of optimized, and they come to my site for that. I do some pay-per-click campaigning, okay, which is, if you're not familiar with that, we'll explain more at the academy on that, but it's through Google and you pay to get placed on the right side of the ads. So there's a lot of different marketing and internet marketing strategies I use for this, but most of my stuff comes from referral and from people who've heard me. Why? Because I've been in the industry 9 years. I have a book, and I've been speaking long enough that my word has gotten out there. But it wasn't always the case. My first 3 to 4 years of speaking, I was on the phone half the day, you know, working 12 to 14 hours a day, you know, building my content, one sheets, marketing, videos. But being able to pick up that phone and call up a credible lead that is going to hopefully convert is the key. So a lot of people say, what company do I call? This is an example, Sean.
Yeah.
You know, what company do I call? Do I call, you know, local regional firms and blah, 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 blah. My philosophy is sell to associations and don't sell to companies. So if you go to, builders and contractors, for example, they have, you know, general contractors, builders, association of builders and contractors. Let's just use that as an example. Or an independent electrical contractors association, where I spoke at the national meeting. there's regional and state associations for all these national associations. And when you go to an association website, you normally can see that they're meeting, their annual or quarterly or monthly meeting is available, and the date is on their site. So you can see, oh, they got a meeting in December of 2012. It's their annual meeting, and it's going to be in Topeka, Kansas. And here's the link, and it shares stuff on it. I'm like, oh, great. So I know that there's a meeting on that date. Where if I go to, you know, Home Depot's website or a small, mid-sized business in your local area, they don't share when their meetings are, do they, Sean?
No, they don't.
They don't. Yeah. And so you know that there's a meeting. Whether or not they pay for a speaker there is a whole other question, and you can find that out as well. But at least you have a date. At least you can start coming up with a game plan on how your content can fit in to what their current challenges are through looking at their press releases, maybe Googling their leaders, going on LinkedIn. Oh, this guy was also a PhD in electrical engineering from Georgia Tech. Wow. Cool. I'm a Georgia Tech grad. I only have a master's in whatever, and I'll call him up and I'll leave him a quick message. I'll give something relevant. Anyway, so there's a lot of different strategies to do to find these associations who are going to hire you. But what happens at these associations is that businesses, local, mid-size, national businesses, will go to these meetings, and you'll have representations there from dozens or hundreds of different organizations and leaders, senior managers. And now you can start selling to them after you collect their business cards, after they see the value that you provide, after you make a short pitch saying, if you'd like to bring me into your firm to share the same content that I did today, I'd be happy to speak with you after this meeting. Just write on your business card mission at the end, and we'll connect either via phone or email or in person here when I hang out. So now I'm quote-unquote selling to businesses, but I'm getting in there through the associations as well. And another thing I talked about, writing for an association. I wrote it for Heating and Refrigeration News, and I wrote articles in that magazine. And so a lot of businesses will read that and contact me, or I can talk about going to their national association meeting as well. So if you're an expert in a niche, in an industry, or a topic, get to the association magazines, start writing there, and somebody will start calling you as well. Or when you pitch them and say, hey, my name is Jim Johnson, I just wrote a column in your latest magazine, thing called, or association magazine called XYZ. Oh, yeah, that was a great article. Anyway, you can see there's 1,001 ways to kind of preface that call, to plant the seed, to marinate the steak before you throw it on the sales grill. I just made that up, by the way.
No, that's a good one. Write that one down.
Throw it on the sales grill.
Yeah,
try it up.
There you go. No, one of the things I was going to say that's so good about that is I get these emails, probably every other speaker does, is, hey, you can buy this list of 30,000 meeting planners or whatever it is, and we'll skip the what you said earlier about meeting planners. That was all good stuff. But just going out there and blasting 30,000 meeting planners – or whatever, blasting 30,000 anybody is not the, it's just not the way to do it, at least not in a sustainable way. It's taking the time to learn a little bit about this lead, to target them, to ask them about their meeting. At least that's my experience. I've actually gotten bookings within 48 hours doing it that way versus just, blasting it out, hey, I'm a speaker, look at me kind of thing. So doing what you're talking about.
So true. I love it. You can't commoditize yourself. There's guys that, who've sold for some of the big names out there, and they say, just call up, they find out if they have a meeting, see if they have a budget, and then pitch them,
Yeah.
No. You got to do research. I say 15 to 20 minutes each group, and that may be not a lot of time or a lot for some of you, but before I pick up the phone and call, even for the warm leads that come in, I never pick up the phone until I Googled their website, until I checked out their press releases, cut and pasted, who's relevant in my industry that I spoke for. I'll go and see who their member companies are. For example, there's an association, an insurance company. They do alternative investments. I'm like, interesting. And I'm like, I work with this group, this company, Walton Group International, out of Canada, that did real estate investments, and we had this thing in the Caribbean, one of the coolest gigs I ever had out there in the Caribbean, hanging out, and just so cool. And plus I get paid to do this. It's ridiculous, and you guys will too when you start cranking it up. So I found out, am I interesting? So it was I can't remember the name of the insurer, RE something. But anyway, I Googled the association, and I Googled Walton Group International at the same time, the association and Walton Group International. And I noticed that Walton Group International became a sponsor member in the year 2010. I'm like, wow, how cool is that? And guess what? I have a testimonial from Walton Group International. So when I contacted this person back, one of my marketing assistants found this lead on her own. I pay her a good percentage of finding some of these leads. I replied all, and I said, ma'am, hey, I noticed that you guys deal with alternative investments, and that Walton Group International just became a vendor member or a sponsor member. I spoke for them in 2009. Here's a testimonial. Look forward to flying with you when you're mission ready. Instant credibility, showed I did the research, showed I went above and beyond rather than pitching and puking and doing the same thing that 95% of our peers and business people do when they sell.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if there are 10,000 speakers out there. You hear that about, wow, it's so crowded. How can you become a speaker? How can you be successful or fill your calendar, whatever it is. But those 10,000 speakers go away when you do stuff like this, because then you become the only one who's taken the time to do that.
So true. And if you're going to talk about sales or business development, okay, then you better be an expert in it on your own. you're in sales, you don't like the cold call, I suggest you get a different speaking topic, okay? Right?
Yeah.
And so when I call back somebody within an hour, they say, oh, thank you so much for calling me back so quickly. I said, well, ma'am, in the fighter pilot world, speed is life. And in your business world, in my business world, it's the same thing. And that's one of the topics that I'm going to teach you guys if and when we fly together in January in Las Vegas at your annual convention.
Yeah.
Right? Right? So,
nice.
Boom, instant credibility. You're selling all the time. You're demonstrating credibility. And you're showing that you're an expert who speaks, not a speaker who's an expert.
Yeah, right.
Only, you know.
One of the things you do well is getting spinoffs or referrals out of engagements, and you touched on that a little bit with the associations. But I know in the bookings we've done together, I've personally experienced that. Do you have any specific strategies you utilize in that? Obviously, just hitting the home run on stage—that's where it all starts. But anything
right.
else? Anything else you would share?
Yeah. Definitely keeping it, doing a great job on stage is critical. And then doing a small pitch. You know, you're not there. A lot of speaker training programs will show you to do a presentation and pitch a product that you're selling at the back of the room or whatever. And that's all fine and dandy for public seminars in certain areas. But for this, as a speaker who got you getting paid $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 an hour slot or a half-day slot, they don't want you spending 10 minutes selling your product or your DVD series or your book at the back of the room. They will murder you up there. So you need to make it quick and easy and simple because people want more of you. If you're up there and you're doing well, they want to know more of you, a book, a seminar. Let me stay in touch. They want to take a piece of you home with them. So what I do is I say, hey, folks, you know, it was great hanging out with you today. If you'd like to get a free copy of all the notes in this presentation, including the videos and the takeaways, please give me your business card at the end, and I will email you the link to a download. I have a debrief page. Every fighter pilot has a debrief at the end of every mission. I have a debrief page where they can give me feedback as well as download a lot of the content. So a free copy of that, all the videos, because they like to review those videos. And then you could write on the back of the card notes if you want, and I'll send them the notes. And also, if I could be of assistance to you or your organization or you know somebody that I can help, please let me know as well. I kind of leave it a little bit like that because you'd be surprised. Some people who you speak at, they don't even know you're a professional speaker. Oh, you do this for a living? Do you do this full time? Yes, I do. You know, it's how I make a living. So you want to let them know, oh, so he does speak. He does speak for other companies. Or if I could be of value to your organization or some organization that you know, I'd love to chat with you at the end of this program as well. We'll write in the back of your card, mission. And I'll be available afterwards to sign some books for those if you'd like. And I look forward to getting to know you better. Something pretty simple like that. I'm not a pro at that. But it works usually, but an even more important thing I try to do is I have a debrief sheet that I do. Maybe 25 to 30% of my clients will allow me to hand out this debrief sheet. Now, many clients will have their own feedback form. They'll send out a link to their program, but I have a sheet there that has their company logo on it or association logo. What did you think about Wallow's presentation, 1 to 10, a bunch of questions with their email, et cetera, and then at the bottom of it, it says, do you know of any other individual or organization who would find Waldo's presentation useful or who would gain value in bringing Waldo in to speak at their organization? Put the name of the company, the contact, the email, and their phone. And maybe 10% of those folks that debrief will send, hey, VP of sales of just Johnson & Johnson division, here's his email and number, call me, I'll connect you. There you have it, right? I got instant leads from those debrief sheets. It's a great technique and tactic. It's one of the things we'll talk about at the Top Gun Speakers Academy.
And that's literally worth thousands of dollars over the course of your business. And that's what allows you to get to where you are 9 years later, where you don't have to rely as much on hunting leads and digging stuff up. You get to the word of mouth referral stage. But it's just a matter of just a little thing like that that keeps that one booking from just dying right there and gets you some more leads out of it. And that's why just blasting 30,000 people is not going to work because you're just going to have to keep blasting and blasting and blasting because it's not building anything of long-term value.
Right, right. And everybody's getting blasted.
Yeah.
Everybody's using social media and LinkedIn and hooking up that way. I say go back to your postcards and send them handwritten letters. Send them a press kit with a handwritten note in there. Decommoditize yourself. Everybody's doing X, you do Y.
Yeah.
Right? Do something different. And it's so important. I pick up the phone and contact these folks for the hot leads. You know, I'm so busy, I don't have time to contact them all the time. But when I'm in my car, I'm on the road, I'll grab a bunch of the business cards of people that I really connected with. Because when I connect with them, I'll say a little note on the back.
Yeah.
Spoke about his son who's military. And I'll call him up and say, hey, Joe, it's Waldo. I know you're not at your office. Just wanted to say it was great to meet you. Thanks again for X, Y, and Z, and here's my number and information. Even if they don't contact you back, you're just going a little bit above and beyond. I love the relationships that I build with these people. They're just like me and you. They're struggling. They're winning and losing every day. We're all in this together, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in. That's what I love about this business.
Very true. Well, this has been great stuff, Waldo, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share your wisdom and experience. I mean, you really are a wingman you've been one to me and our work together, but also to everyone who's listening here. I mean, you're living out exactly what your message is, so I appreciate that. I want to stress again the Top Gun Speaker Academy. If you'd like to get some more of these kind of strategies and tactics, actually, as Waldo was saying, again, you've picked up several here today. I mean, just taking these and putting them into your business, I know for a fact it can generate thousands of dollars, and I'm actually going to go back and listen to this and take notes myself. So it's succeedspeaking.com/Top Gun. We'll get you to the link, and remember to enter the coupon code Top Gun before January 29th, before June 29th, so you can save $200 off the registration. But Waldo, one of the things that came to mind as looking at the this program and what you're doing here with this, you've got something that you talk about maximizing lift and minimizing drag. That's one of the things you talk about and write about. And that's kind of what I see an event like this being all about. It's going to maximize your lift and minimize the drag by, you know, cut out all the stuff that doesn't work, focus on what does. But I'll leave it to you for final words, but I just can't endorse this event strongly enough.
No, and I appreciate it. That the proof's going to be in the pudding at this event and stuff. I'm just excited about it. It's something different. Once again, folks, this is not my business. You know, I'm doing really well with my speaking business, and this is something that I'm kind of, you know, ruffling my feathers, doing a little something different, This is going to be my first public seminar, and I'm excited about doing it. I got some great partners there like you, Sean, and Chris Widener. It'll be great. Also, you know, if you guys want to contact me direct, if you want to see my website or download some of the stuff on my webpage or get a copy of that debriefing page, you can go to yourwingman.com, www.yourwingman.com. And my email is waldo@yourwingman.com. If you email me and want to learn more about the academy, I'll be happy to give you more information, and so will Sean. But if you do go directly to the website, my website or some others, just please let me know that you heard about it through Sean so we can keep track that he was my wingman and building folks there, because he's going to want to connect with you at the event as well. But I'm happy to give you more resources you know, you can kind of browse around my website, see what works, and maybe you have some great feedback for me as well. But, you know, Sean, I'm thankful to have shared the content with you. You're an expert as well. You're a speakers bureau. You're a speaker consultant. You differentiate. You build relationships. You're as much of a wingman as I am, and I learn a ton from you as well, and I'm glad we were able to fly together and lift each other up and reach new heights.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Thank you, Waldo. And definitely, as you said, I'm glad you shared your information. Reach out to Waldo if you want to learn more about him or the program, or you can reach out to me, Sean@succeedspeaking.com. I'm happy to answer any questions. And to reiterate what you just said, Waldo, yeah, I would love to connect with you. It'll be a great chance at the event to get to meet you and talk with you in person. So very good. Again, it's succeedspeaking.com/Top Gun. The coupon code is Top Gun. You can register right now or let us know if you have any questions, but go out there and succeed speaking.
Push it up, Sean. Great to chat with you today.
Thanks, Waldo.
God bless.